This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and today I'm going to share two stories that illustrate why you should never think it's too late or you're too old to follow your dreams. You can start a new career in your 60s or renovate your home or move across the country or travel to that faraway place you've always wanted to see. We have so many stories about people doing just that in Chicken Soup for the Soul. Age is just a number, and I personally found them very inspiring. So in our first story, Rebecca Graff explains that she and her husband were empty nesters in their early 60s when she decided to turn their 2,400 square foot home, where they'd lived for 17 years, into a 4,000 square foot home, fully renovated and with three new additions. And Rebecca decided to do this even though her husband had early onset dementia that had started in his 50s. She says, "I'd often tried to get my husband interested in adding on a room or two or three, but that was never his thing. So I paused my dream of getting to build a house in my lifetime, but I never abandoned it." Well, the people around her made all the usual comments about how she could just move. And why did she need so much space anyway? And why didn't she just move to one of those over 55 communities? After all, she wasn't even going to have her husband living at home for that much longer because his dementia was advancing to the point where he would need full-time care in a dementia facility. Here's Rebecca's response: "Because my life isn't over yet. I still have things I want to do." And she says that her husband's psychologist had laid out the picture of what life was going to look like as his illness advanced. And she knew the future they'd worked and saved for was never going to be. She'd have to create a new life for herself without him. And here's what she says about that: "As I contemplated the realities of it all, I knew I would not wait until I was too old, too sick, or too tired to do something I'd been dreaming of for years." So Rebecca had her house transformed, adding on the turrets she'd always wanted. She also incorporated features that would make it easier for her to remain living there as she aged, adding a first floor bedroom with a bathroom that could accommodate someone with a walker or a wheelchair. Rebecca says, "Sometimes I think my decision to build my dream house was my way of sassing back at the universe for taking everything I'd assumed would be as we aged together." She says her husband did get to live in the new house for a few months before he moved to a care facility, and she's glad he got to enjoy it, even though he no longer remembers it. And for her, she says, "My new home has become a sanctuary, not only for me, but for family and friends, and new memories are made on a weekly basis. I've come to realize there are expectations for women of a certain age who are alone. I want to shout from the top of my new turreted office to anyone who will listen: do not wait. Do it your way. Let no one tell you how you should be at your age." Renovating and adding on to a house while caring for a sick husband sounds pretty daunting. But how about becoming a firefighter in your 60s? That's what Fred Weber did. He had worked in construction for 40 years, and that had taken its toll on his body. Nevertheless, He had always wanted to be a firefighter, and the closest he had gotten was being what is called a level 3 first aid attendant. A few years earlier, he had assisted at a motor vehicle accident on his way to work. He had helped a police officer rescue the driver. She was in cardiac arrest, and Fred did CPR and saved her. So when he saw that the local firefighters were looking for new recruits, he applied, and he was accepted. And yes, he was the oldest recruit, and it was tough, and he lost 20 pounds. Only 2 of the 5 recruits made it through the training and became firefighters. Fred thought about quitting more than once, but he persevered. And now, 10 years later, Fred is a trainer with the department. He certifies drivers to drive fire apparatus and operate fire pumps. He's almost 70, but he has found a place where he fits in with the department despite his age, doing what he loves best. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, age is just a number, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and of course, Amazon. If you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see the topics we're working on, and you'll also see some story guidelines to help you write a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story. Come back for our next episode to pick up some more great advice from psychiatrist Dr. Mark Goulston. He'll teach us how to really listen and become a better interviewer, friend, colleague, and advisor. Plus, he'll share some tips from his new book about healing from trauma.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.